laptop.
Turn me around and place my feet on
to where I am. I belong to you.
Yeah. feel like I'm supposed to remind someone that we do not have to fight our battles. Exodus 14:14 says that the Lord shall fight for you. You need only to hold still or hold your peace. And the God that we serve is the same God who is through the Old Testament and the New. He is mighty to save, and he cares for his people with a ferociousness. I think sometimes we point him out as a lamb, and he's not always just the lamb. Sometimes he comes out roaring like a lion. And so if you're going through a battle right now, let's remember the God that we serve and the one who's on our side and the one who has chariots surrounding us that we cannot even see. This song is all about stories in the Old Testament of how he is still who he says he is and how he can still do mighty things with just a tiny bit of faith. So let's believe today that if we have faith just the size of a mustard seed, he can move a mountain. And I know I have mountains in my life that need moved, and I know the one who can do it, amen. So let's just believe that as we sing this song. Get ready. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're so glad to have you here with us this morning. If you would, go around and greet some of your family of faith.
Great job. Thank you. You too. I hear you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that was good. I could sing that song pretty much all morning, right? That's one to wake up to on a Sunday. Praise God. Shout it up, man. It gets me. Shout it out over Jericho and just wait because it's going to fall down. Praise God. Man, that gets to me because that happened. Remember? That happened. God said, you don't have to go take the chisels and the hammers and knock down the wall. You don't have to take the battering ram and plunge through that gate. He said, just shout. Just do what I say, and my spirit will knock that wall down. Every battle that they faced, he knocked them all down. He knocked the 9-foot-9 giant down with a stone by a kid. Amen. That's getting to me. So let's just stay in that attitude, in that spirit this morning, that no matter what, he's going to break through. No matter what, he's going to knock it down. No matter what, he's going to push it out of your way. Because he's unstoppable, remember? He can't be stopped by any situation that you are in, by any money problem that you have, by anybody standing in your way. He can't be stopped. And we're just going to keep following him. Praise God. All right, now the fire jet, make sure you bring plenty of money up here and put them in the buckets. No, I'm just kidding. Make sure, though, when we think about the offering, we're going to take that up, that we're offering everything to the Lord, right? Not just money, but all of your, listen, God said, what's he saying in Isaiah? He says, come to me, all of you who are heavy laden, all of you are burdened, all of you who are carrying something too heavy, and I'll take it and I'll give you rest. Now, most of the time when people want to bring burdens, when that's what they're offering me, I'm like, oh, man, offer me something good that I can keep. That's not what he says. He says, I want all the things that you can't carry. I want all of the burdens, all of the heaviness, all of that hardship. I want that as an offering, and I want to give you the thing that you need, the thing that I have. That's what he said. Here's what I have to give you. So bring everything, all of that stuff. Don't just stop with the tithe and offering. Be faithful, amen, in giving the tithe and offering. But bring everything to the Lord, all of what's inside you. Let's offer it all to him today, amen? All right, I'm going to pray and you can bring it up. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you set up a system, that you've spoken a word that says, bring me all the hard stuff, bring me all the heavy stuff, all the stuff that you can't carry, and I will give you the rest you need. I'll give you the word that you should have. I will give you that prosperity that you're looking for if you just bring me the hard stuff. God, that's a system that's opposite of the world that we live in. But that's because you are good. We know that your goodness never fails. It never stops. Lord, you've proven yourself time and time again as we come and give our offering this morning. We're saying, Lord, This is what I'm giving back to you that you've given me that's good. This is what you put in my life, and I'm happy to give it to you. I'm cheerful to give it to you. May you accept it and use it, prosper it. Let it move in the church. Let it move throughout the corporate church, God, and go and accomplish the work it's set out to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Samara's going to come up and give announcements, so you guys can bring it up if you got it. Amen.
Well, good morning. We're so glad to have you guys here with us today. If you are new or you've been here a couple times and you haven't filled one of these out, we would love to get to know you a little bit. And these are located in the seat right in front of you. We're not going to call you a million times or anything like that, but I do know that Pastor Kylan prays over each and every person that comes to this church. And I know I need all the prayer I can get. Amen. So we would just love to get to know you. And if you want to hand it to Kelly, this beautiful lady with the baby right here, that would be amazing. Water baptisms are 2 weeks from today, and we are super excited about that. We want to celebrate with you. If you have not declared that in front of others, we would love to have you do that. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back. Next steps is August 7, and that's a Wednesday. And what that is just information about our church. So if you're calling this your church family or you are thinking about it and you just want to know where we came from and that kind of thing, sign up in the back and we will get a hold of you. And that would just be on a Wednesday during service, and we are excited about that. Serve Week is August, I'm almost done, is August 12th through 16th. And we are excited to be able to serve the community in different ways. Last year was amazing. We got to help the Sycamore House, and we just went around and prayed for the neighborhood, and we did different things, and we have a whole new list of things, I believe, this year that we're going to do. So just be ready for that. I encourage you, if you are able to come and serve, it's amazing what the Lord will do in your heart when you serve others. Amen. Small groups are getting ready to kick back off in August, and along with church-wide prayer, which is every Monday night from 6 to 7. And I also encourage you to come to that. God moves when we pray, amen. We get to partner with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that gets me every time. Like, why would he choose us to partner? He wants to use us. And I love being used with you. I come as many Mondays as I can, and we would love to have you come and be a part of that. Now, if you haven't noticed, Pastor Kylan is not here today. And we will miss him, but we are super excited to have Rick Burks come and speak. So let's give our brother a warm hand of applause. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. I am excited to be here today. And I think we should give the Lord a hand for this. We serve a faithful God. And I just want to acknowledge my beautiful wife and children. Sometimes she's not able to make it, but she persevered and made it today. So, hallelujah. So if there's any single guys in here and you're going, who is that good-looking woman in the front? She's already spoken for, all right? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wow. I love being here. I really do. So I think Pastor Kylan has been preaching on like growth or something like that, or you know, how to grow and things like that. So yeah, I'm not going to preach on that. You know? Nah, I'll tease it. It'll touch it. It'll touch it. So have you ever used the phrase or seen someone use the phrase, I know him? Or I know them, you know. You know, somebody say, hey, so-and-so, you know so-and-so? And people go, yeah, I know them, you know. What is implied by that, you know? What's implied is, yeah, there's an expectation that I have of them, and it's not very good, you know. Or sometimes someone can say, hey, do you know so-and-so? And you go, yeah, I know them, you know. And in that, you know, you can say, wow, you know, that person must be a really great person because so-and-so got excited about them, you know. So in that I know them or I know him or her, there's a lot behind that. And I'm going somewhere with this. I know you're like, what does that have to do with Sunday service? I know. But I'm going somewhere. But there's a lot behind that. There's a lot implied, like, okay, I know who they are. And I know what they're capable of. I know that they can, how they will respond in tough times. There's a lot implied in that. Now, if you take that thought, and if you just go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1, it's going to make sense here in a second. But Jeremiah chapter 1, and Judah, man, I was ready for you just to go, man, you know. I don't know why you stopped. I would have sat there and took notes and just enjoyed. That dude is on fire over there, man. Something's going on, man. Something's going on. Something is going on. Something is going on. Something is going on. Something. He is doing something. He is moving. And I'm telling you that the Lord is saying, you being here is not by happenstance. You being here, this was a God-appointed, God-anointed destination for you. And I'm telling you, your faithfulness to the house, you know, it goes beyond, you know, the church. Your faithfulness is because of your faithfulness to God. And he sees that. He sees that. So the reward is coming. The things that you desire, the things that you and your wife both desire, they're coming. Amen. They're coming. Just stay faithful. Just stay faithful. You know, there may be temptations or things, you know, hey, do this. No, look at what has brought you here and just stay with that. And God is saying, I will bless you. You will enjoy the fruit of the land because of your obedience. Amen. Jeremiah 1, I got the New King James Version. I hope that's okay with you guys. But Jeremiah chapter 1. So here's this prophet, okay, this man of God. And in verse 2, it says, the first few words, to whom the word of the Lord came. So this is Jeremiah. And the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 2, that the word of the Lord came unto him. I want you to know something today. There is a God said in your life. Can we say amen to that? Amen. You say, what do you mean by that? I'm telling you that God is not a respecter of persons. He has a word that comes to you. He has a word that comes to you. He has a word that comes to you. And I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of the God said in your life. Can we say amen to that? So he's speaking, okay? He's speaking to all of us. But now here's the question. What are you going to do with the God said in your life? Skip down to verse 4 here. Jeremiah 1:4, it says, then the word of the Lord came to me. There it is again. God is speaking. Somebody say, God is speaking. Don't you think that God is not talking to you? Don't you think that God is ignoring you? Don't you think that God doesn't care about you? Don't you think that I don't care how rough and tough and unfair life has been? Let me tell you something. Life will deal you a bad hand. Listen, and it's not always predicated upon who you are. You could be a really good person. You could be a really great guy or a really great gal. But life will say, I don't care anything about that. And life will deal you some of the most unfair things that could ever happen. But I want to let you know something today. God is still speaking, even when unfair things happen. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So he says here, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Oh, man. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Somebody say, he knows me. Yeah, he knows you. And here's the great thing about that. He says, I know him. I know him. I know her. I know them. But his is a great, his is not, yeah. I know Rick, yeah. Yeah, I regret that decision, you know. No, it's never that. Do you realize that? You say, well, how can you say that? How can you say, because Pastor Rick, you don't know the things that I've done. I've done some things that I've not told anybody about. I've done some things that I'm still ashamed of to this day. Well, I know that when he says, I knew you, he had an excitement because the Bible says that he would that none would perish. So if he doesn't desire any of us to perish, now you do know that, right? God does not desire any of us to go to hell, any of us to be without him. That is his plan. That's what he wants. So when he says, I knew you, oh, man, there's a great expectation in that. He's going, oh, what I put in you, oh, I cannot wait to the day that it comes out. Oh, I can't wait. He enjoys that process of development. We don't always enjoy that, you know, but he does because he goes, I know what's on the other side of this, and what's on the other side of this is so great. Oh, boy, it'll be worth every heartache, every headache. It'll be worth it all because it will bring glory to God. Can we say amen to that? So I want you to be encouraged. He said, I knew you. I knew you. And what has to happen is the God said in your life has to be greater than what you said. The God said in your life has to be greater than what you said. Now, that's probably not proper English, you know, but it just sounded better. You know, but it has to be. I want to show you something. In that same book, if you go down to verse 6, it says, then said I. See, here we go. See, God had already spoken. Okay, now here's Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah's a prophet. Jeremiah's a great man of God. Here's what he says. Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. See, in that moment, what Jeremiah said was actually elevated above the God said. Because God had already told him, man, listen, I know you. I put something in you. And I'm telling you today, God still does the same thing. He has put something in you. He is the best investor. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly when it needs to come about. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what you're going to go through. He knows who to put around you. He knows who to connect you with. You know, I'm telling you, he knows it all. Amen. So when he says, I knew you, he's going, before you even became aware of yourself, I set a plan in motion, and it is to bless you. You got to get this today. You got to hold on to this because life will serve you a plate, and you feel like, man, I don't want to even be here. You'll have thoughts, you know what? It'd be better that I just not be alive. It'd be better that I just stay away from everybody. You know, it'd be better that I just say nothing to no one and just mind my own business. Life will make you say things like that. But there is a God said in your life. Can we say amen to that? And so you need to get to know the God said. Now, you might be going, well, I've never heard him say anything. You know, what's the God said in my life? I had a guy one time. He said, God doesn't talk to me. I said, are you sure? He goes, I'm positive. I said, let me ask you a question. Have you ever read your Bible? You ever read a Bible? He goes, yeah. I said, that's God talking to you. Amen. He just had this look, you know. I'm going, man, that reminds me of when we go hunting, that deer, you know, that buck, when that buck hears me, it just kind of looks, you know. He had that kind of a look, you know. I almost shot him. No, I'm just kidding, you know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we might want to take that out of the, you know. What's going on in that church, you know? But the God said, and if you go, well, I don't know what God is saying to me, I encourage you to open up your Bible. Amen. Begin to read. And whatever just touches your heart, whatever just makes you just, You know, my wife calls it woosah. I don't know what woosah means, but, you know, whenever I leave and she has about a week or two away from me, she woosahs for some reason, you know. And I don't understand that. You know, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I'm trying not to, you know, get offended by that, you know. But whatever causes you to just, whatever touches you, whatever gives you encouragement, whatever puts a smile on your face, whatever allows you to say, you know what, after reading that, I can keep going, you know. That is the God said in your life. And I tell you this, the Bible says that as we draw nigh or near to him, he draws near to us. So here's the other thing. If you're going, you know what, I need a God said, I need a word from the Lord to set things in motion. I'm telling you, if you decide in your heart, you know what, I spend time with God, but I want to spend more time with God. You know, it's kind of like that. I'm assuming that that's like that. Like that's mine. That's yours. Okay. Okay. You know. Could have been brother and sister, you know. I didn't want to, yeah, that would be awkward, you know. That happens with my sister and I a lot, you know. She comes into town and we'll go out to eat, and I'm just her big brother, so she'll just lay her head on my shoulder and that kind of thing. And people go, oh, you guys are such a wonderful couple. We're like, that's nasty, you know. But just like that woman right there, okay. You thought I forgot. No, I didn't forget. You know, you at some point decided, oh, I want to be closer to her, you know. And so you started doing things differently. You made a commitment, you know. Maybe you were seeing her occasionally earlier on, but then it got to the point, no, I don't want to see her occasionally. I want her all the time, you know. And so you changed your level of commitment, you know. You changed, you know, your dialogue and your conversation, and you just changed things. You were more intensified in what you did, and it yielded benefits, you know. I said, yeah, he got his arm around it, like, yeah, you know, yes, this is my, right. What would happen if you took that same tenacity and energy and said, you know what, God, I just want to be closer. I just want to be closer. I'm telling you, you will get some God says in your life. Can we say amen to that? And it's so important because in this passage of scripture, Jeremiah thought he knew who he was. He said, I can't do that. I can't do that. How many of us is God saying something to, and we're going, I can't do that? Now, I don't believe anybody here on the surface would just up and say that. If God just showed up, you know, I don't know how he would show up, but, you know, if he just, you know, Star Trek, you know, he beamed down and you know, that he's there. I don't believe any of us, if he said, here's what I have to say about you, you know, and he tells us, I don't think any of us will go, nah, that ain't it, you know. I think we would fall, yes, Lord, oh, God, you know. But as far as I know, that doesn't happen a whole lot, you know. So it comes about in other ways. And sometimes it's so easy to say, nah, I can't do that. Somebody's hurt you, a family member, a spouse, children, an uncle, grandparents. They've done things to just rocked you to your core. And God says, forgive them. And you go, nah, I can't do that. Maybe somebody of a different culture, ethnic background, did something to you or did something to your family. And God says, let it go. You say, I ain't doing that. I'm here to tell you, there is a God said, and it's greater if you allow it. It's greater than even what you say and you think about yourself. Can we say amen to that? So what's the importance of that? The importance is this. I can't allow what I think and how I feel to be the final determining factor of my life. Because this man, after God told him, I have sanctified you, I have ordained you a prophet to the nations, he tells God, that's not me. I can't do that. That's not me. But that was based on what he thought about himself. See, you know, people will say things like this. Experience is the best teacher. You know, life is a great teacher. Well, I disagree with that. Amen. The Bible tells me that the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Amen. So you know what? Life may tell you you're terrible. Life may say you're a failure. You may look at your life and say, I've not really done anything well. But I'm here to tell you something. A God said can come into your life and speak just the opposite of everything you've ever experienced. Amen. Now, the question is, what are you going to go with? Are you going to go with what you think and how you feel? Let me tell you something. I've done that many a times, and I've been wrong every single time. Every single time. I went with what I thought, how I felt. This is what I think. And I heard a guy say one time, I is always in the middle of sin. I got mad at that guy when he said that. You know, I'm like, what are you saying? You know, I is always in the middle of sin. I said, well, I guess there is some truth to that. You know, but in this story, he says, I can't speak. I'm too young. Now look at what God's response is to what he said. Verse 7. But the Lord said to me. But the Lord said to me. Come on, somebody just say, but the Lord said to me.
But the Lord said to me.
Oh my goodness. What is he saying? What is he saying to you? Now here's my version. You don't have the this is the New King James Version. You don't have the Rick Burks version. In the New King James, it says, do not say, I am a youth. My version is, don't come telling me what you can't do. Don't tell me what you can't do. Because do you understand the fact that I've said it? There's power, there's provision, there's everything that you need in what I said. And you need to grab a hold of what I am saying. So when the Bible starts saying things like, you're blessed. See, that word blessed goes beyond my limited understanding. See, I'm just going to tell you, blessed in my mind sometimes is money or a car. You know? You know, but it's so much more than that. It's so much more. Blessed is, you know what? By the devil's calculations, by the plans of the world, you shouldn't even be here.
Right. Come on.
You shouldn't even be here. You know, I'm just going to say this, you know, and I don't know if it applies, but, you know, Pastor Cotton will get on me if I get this wrong, you know. But by all accounts, the things that we've done, some of you, man, the drugs that you've taken, it's amazing that you have any consciousness whatsoever. Got quiet on that one. Maybe that, I don't know. I need to come up with another example, you know. The things that we've done, the atrocities, how we've treated people in the past, had the opportunity to help somebody, to bless somebody, give a kind word to somebody. Nope, I'm not doing it. We shouldn't even be here if we really are reaping everything that we're sowing. It's amazing that some of us are still here today with the things that we've put out there, the mistreatment. My goodness. But there's a God said working in your life. And you know what? That God said is at work even before you've acknowledged it. That God said, you think about what the Lord said. I knew you before I formed you. So he's saying this. Listen, I've already set some things in motion. And you got to get that today. God has already set some things in motion for your life. You may be saying, well, Pastor, I haven't experienced it yet. Oh, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. You're probably closer today than you've ever been in your life. I want to encourage you. Just keep on walking. Just keep on walking. Because a lot of times it doesn't feel that way. It's like, oh my goodness, how many years is it going to take? When is the breakthrough going to come? Well, let's be honest. How many times have you quit and started over? Come on, let's think about what we're thinking about. How many times have I said, you know what? This is never going to work. Well, now you got to start over. Do you have to go back to the beginning? I don't know. I don't know how that works. You know, you have to pray and ask God how that works. But I know this is I know now because I know him. I know now because I know him. How many people know him? Amen. Well, let me tell you something. When you know him, you can now know who you are. And I'm going to tell you something. A life absent of him, a life absent of talking to him, trusting him, leaning and depending on him. Let me tell you something. You don't know who you are. You can't know who you are. How can you know you when you don't know the him that made you? You can't. That's why our relationship with him is so important. You know, we can't have this superficial relationship or this fake relationship. We come to church, hallelujah, praise the Lord, good to see you, saint, you know. And then when we leave here, don't read the Bible, don't think about God, don't do nothing. Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to know you. You say, well, that's where I'm at right now. That's kind of my relationship with him. Okay, let's do like this wise man did, you know. He wanted to be closer to this lovely woman. So one day he made a change. I'm here to tell you, you can make that change today. You can say, you know, and listen, I'm not attacking anybody. It doesn't matter where you're at in this relationship with God. You can say, you know what? I want to be closer. Amen. I want to know the real me. I don't want to know that negative, you know, just pessimistic me. I don't even want, that's not even really me. That comes about because of failed attempts on my part. But I can now say, God, I want to know who I am. Let me keep going. So, this story is really, and I was joking earlier, this story is really a story of growth. If I'm going to grow, I have to get to know the one that made me, and I have to have that God said in my life. Do you understand when God told Jeremiah, I'm going to make you a prophet? That starts setting everything into motion. The growth began because now he saw himself in a way that he had never seen himself before. And I'm telling you, the same thing is awaiting you today. God wants to show you in a light, in a perspective that you've never seen yourself before. I'm telling you, when I wrap up and pray, I'm going to pray over you, and I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm telling you, in the days to come, God will speak things about you that you didn't know about yourself. Because he's got a God said. Can we say amen to that? Amen. How do you know? Because he's not a respecter of persons. Amen. He's not going to say something to Jeremiah and then not say something to you. He loves us all. Amen. So there is a God said. Well, but you don't understand my past. Your past is just that. How many people here are born again? Then what you worried about your past for? Your past has no relevance. God's not going, well, what's your name?
Chad.
Chad. God's not going, let me tell you about that Chad, man. Woo! In 94, let me tell you what this guy did. let me tell you what he did. He's not saying that. I don't know. Were you around in 94? You look kind of young, you know. But he's not saying that. When you receive him as your Lord and Savior, see, God is true to his word. Can we say amen to that? And since he's true to his word, you can believe on his word. What you believe matters. Can we say amen to that? And so if you believe his word, he says this, you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. That's what he says about you. And that's how he looks at you. And that's how he treats you. He doesn't treat you like whatever you used to be, that liar, that sinner, that fornicator, that whatever it is. He doesn't look at you like that. You say, well, Pastor, those things still pop up from time to time. Well, you know what? We all have a process that we're working through, but we shouldn't be willfully doing these things. We shouldn't be doing that. It needs to get, listen, I struggled with sexual immorality major in my life. I mean major in my life. And I got to the point that I would feel horrible. The things that would happen, I would just go, how can, and I was saved. I was saved, you know. I mean, we come to church and we act like there's nothing wrong with us, but, you know, we all deserve Academy Awards, you know. I mean, some of us, boy, I mean, we deserve, oh, man, best actor of the decade, you know, because we'll act like there is absolutely positively nothing wrong with me. And then people look at you and they go, gosh, I really want to be like him. Or I really want to be, I wish our marriage was like theirs. I wish you was like him, you know. Or I wish you was like her. And you don't know, there's so much trash behind that. I'm meddling, I know. Get back to the message. I know, I get it. But what you believe matters. And I struggled with all kinds of sexual immorality. You pick one and I probably struggled with it, you know. I mean, just seriously. And I remember going to him night after night saying, I'm so sorry. And do you know what he would do? He would forgive me every time. And I would think, how is it possible? And then one day, he spoke to me. He said, Rick, you don't understand that at one point in your life, this was not a struggle. This was not a fight. You just did it. You just got involved. You did all the sinful stuff you did, and you enjoyed it. He said, but now it's a fight. He said, now it's a struggle. He said, now you come to me and repent. He said, what you don't know is the battle's already won. And I mean, I just cried like a baby. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm still I still fall short. He's like, but the battle begins inwardly. He said, it will manifest outwardly. And I'll never forget, it was a Friday. 11:03 p.m. And then that temptation came. And I said, God, if you don't show up, I will fail. I said, if you don't move, I said, I can't do this. I can't beat this. And it was like I heard finally. And I'm going to tell you, at 11:03 p.m. on a Friday, just like that, I felt something break off of me. And I used to keep a calendar. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm sharing this. I used to keep a calendar. And the X would indicate if I think if I fell short. And a circle would indicate I got the victory that day. I was so excited about doing this. I remember the first day I did it. And can I be honest with you? That first month had all X's. Every day. I thought, this wasn't a good idea. But I remember the first time I put a circle in there. Oh, man, I got so excited. I got so excited. Now, I'd like to tell you the next day was a circle, but it wasn't. The next day was an X. But he began to speak to me. He said, listen, I know you. You have the victory. So I held on to that. Despite failure right in front of me, I'd go, God, I thank you. I got the victory. I thank you. I got the victory. And then I remember the first time I had a whole month where I had all circles. Hope, man, you say it again, you know. I mean, I was like that, like, wow, you know. And I'm telling you, you may say, well, sexual immorality is not a struggle for me. But I will tell you this, whatever your struggle is, just apply this same principle to it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Whatever that addiction is, whatever that, you may be addicted to anger. Unforgiveness may just be your best friend. I don't know what it is. Depression, heaviness, whatever it is, pride. I'm telling you, a God said will break that thing off of your life. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me wrap this up. When he said that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, I want you to know what that means. That means he approved of you as his chosen instrument. Amen. Did you get that? When he said, I knew you, he said, I approve of you to be my chosen instrument. I am going to make you my representative. You do understand that, right? When you get born again, you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Come on now, I don't know a lot about that stuff, but I watch the news. You know, I see those the ambassador of, you know, this country and that country. You know, what do? They go on behalf of that country. They speak on behalf of that country. Now, I would imagine they just don't pick anybody, you know. They don't pick old Ray Ray from the hood, you know what I mean? You know, they just don't pick anybody for that. Now, you got to have some credentials, you know. You got to qualify. I mean, you have to be proven. You got to do so much. But here's what Jesus is saying. When you accepted me as your Lord and Savior, I approved you. My goodness, he takes the work off of your load. So that's why the Bible says in Galatians 2 and 20, the life that I now live, I live by faith in Jesus Christ, who gave his life for me. That's why that scriptures like that, the Bible itself, I mean, it's just everything that you need for you to go forth in life and get to know the one that knew you so you can know yourself. Oh, my goodness. He says, I knew you, you know, I approved of you. When he says, I consecrated you, he said to myself as my own. Like that day when you, I don't know how you did it, man, got down on one knee, whatever, you know, or you parachuted out to, you know, I don't know how you did it, man, you know. You look like you do big things to me. I don't know, you know what I mean? So, you know, you, when you say, oh, yes, you know. And I don't know if you guys did a Jared commercial, you know, she said yes, you know, and all that. But you were saying, I'm taking you as my own. That's why that moment is so joyous, you know, to have someone that you say, I want to be with you. I want to have a relationship with you no matter what. And then to feel that way, to say, he wants me like that. He loves me like that. Now, magnify that by the biggest number that you can think of, and that still doesn't compare to what God does with us. This is, you got to get to know the one that knows you. And when you do that, life will seem different. Doesn't mean you won't have problems anymore. You're still going to have problems. And that's the part that throws us off. Because we go, well, he's so great, and he made me so great, you know, and everything is great. Then why do I still have problems? You know, well, Jesus told us, in this world, now not in the one to come, but in this world, but not in the world to come. Why is that important? We're here, life is like a vapor, the Bible says. I don't care if you live to be 120. What is that compared to eternity? So you know what? Maybe that next house that I want, I'm believing I'm going to get it. Maybe that next fast car that I want, I'm believing I'm going to get that, you know. But even if I don't, that is nothing compared to an eternity with my Lord and Savior. See, you may, not be able to imagine life without an ailment whatsoever. Life without, maybe you can't picture life without a worry at all. Maybe you can't picture life with having absolutely no concerns, no issues, no bad neighbors, you know, no tough coworkers to deal with, unruly children, you know, disrespectful family. Maybe you can't picture life like that. But I'm telling you, in the world to come, listen, it'll make this be nothing. Anybody graduate from high school? It's okay if you did, you know. It's okay. You know. Yeah. I probably should have worded that differently. But anyway, we're here now. You know, very few people still live life based on high school years. You know, in high school, you thought a certain way. You know, my son and I was talking about this. He just turned 16 the other day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I was trying to get him to understand there's life outside of high school. Because right now, you know, he's got a little, he kind of the man a little bit at his school. You know, everybody knows him, you know. We pull up to the school. Hey, RJ. You know, and his brothers are following in the same line. Chris, our nine-year-old, we were at a store, and there were adults that knew my nine-year-old. And I'm like, hold on, man. I'm a teacher at his school. Oh, were you his teacher? No. Well, how do you know my son? You know, and the teacher's like, everybody knows Chris. And I'm like, really? You know, so I don't know. They got this thing going, you know. But I was telling our oldest son, I said, man, I know you're popular and you're athletic and all that stuff. I said, but don't invest in high school so much that you're not thinking about life after high school. You know, you're a junior, you know. That senior year is going to come and then boom, you're done, you know. And he's looking at me like, what do you mean, you know. I said, well, let me ask you this. Do you think about junior high? He goes, no. You know? I said, so you don't think about junior high? Mm-mm. You don't think about your accomplishments or, you know, what was popular then? He's like, Dad, I'm in high school. You know, no, I don't think about the seventh grade, you know. I said, well, guess what? When you get to college, you're going to be going, I don't think about high school anymore, you know. I said, but we have a tendency to think that those 4 years are everything. And you know what? We do the same thing in life. We think the life that we live on this earth is everything. Man, that's like high school. It's going to be here, and then it's going to leave. And then there's an eternity. And you get to choose. So today I just want to, man, I had so much more stuff, but God took me, he took me down this path. So I don't know which one of you hijacked my message, you know, but I want you, the Bible wants you, God wants you to know he chose you. He made you. He personally made you. He says before you even came into existence, I knew you. I had a plan for you. I approved of you. I had a successful plan for you. It cannot fail. The only thing that can happen is you can choose not to be a part of it. Because I love you so much, I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to force you. And you say, but is it too late for me? If you're still breathing, it is not too late. So you can have, I don't care if you're 10, I don't care if you're 100, you can have a do-over. You can have a restart, a reboot. Like that reboot on Friday. You guys see that? You know? All the computers and stuff, you know, shut down, airplanes, all that. Couldn't get, I had to pay cash for gas. I don't keep cash on me. I just blessed the Lord. There was a 20 in my pocket, boy. I said, oh, man, that would have been a long walk. But you can get a reboot. You said, well, I don't think that's possible. Well, ask Abraham. Amen. This guy impregnated his wife, you know, in that time of life where that doesn't happen. You know, this guy's pushing 100, you know, and he having kids, you know. And here's the, if you read this story, if you read about his life, do you know he got remarried? And do you know he had 6 more kids? I'm just saying. Talking about a reboot, you know, a restart. Dude, you are over 100. You are 3, there's 3 digits in your age. And you still having kids? Listen, don't tell me what God cannot do. Don't tell me it's too late for me. Don't tell me what I've done is so bad that, you know what, God can't use me. No, 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 no. So I'm going to pause it there. I got about another hour worth of stuff, and if I keep going, you know, I'll be the only one, you know. My family will have left, you know. And then I'll really have a long walk, you know. So I just want to encourage you. So if I could, I'm just going to ask that you stand. And I just want to pray over you. But as we pray, I want you to have expectation. Somebody say expectation. Expectation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's not expectation in me. It's not expectation in you. It's expectation in him. And we have so much scripture to back this up, that he knew you. And so therefore he blessed you. Therefore he already took you and set you aside. And he has put something in you that's greater than what you think. He told that man, you will be a prophet to the nations. You're going to go on my behalf. If you read the rest of Jeremiah 1, he tells them, listen, don't even worry about the stone faces that you see, you know, how people come against you. He said, don't even worry about that. He said, because I'll be with you. So as God begins to speak to you, don't wonder, well, how am I going to do that? You know, how am I going to pay for that? Jesse Duplantis always says, God never told him to pay for anything. He just told him to believe for it. I thought, now, there's a one-liner, you know, that sounds pretty good to me. Because, see, we get in the way. God will speak something to you. You're a good wife. And you feel like, I would never tell anybody, but I haven't been the wife or the husband that I should have been. He goes, but you're a good wife. You're a good husband. You know, you're a good dad. And you may be saying, a good dad, I have a child that I don't even speak to. But God says, you're a good dad. You know, God says, you're a good child, you're a good son, you're a good daughter. And you're going, I don't care much for my mom or my dad. But God said, I'm telling you, he's going to speak. Some of you will get a word this week. And when you get it, write it down. Write it down. Oh, that's the, If you even suspect this might be, write it down. Do like Congress. If you're 51% sure, then go with that. You know, because sometimes, you know, I don't know if that's God. It might be. Are you 51%? Yep. Okay, let's go with it. But I'm telling you, he's going to speak. And it's going to be an encouraging word. And if you hold on to it, it will be a life-changing, destiny-altering word. It's going to catapult you into the destiny that he has for you. Because that's exactly what happened with Jeremiah. Come on, just lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, now, God, I thank you that bitterness, unforgiveness, stubbornness, rage, anger, low self-esteem, condemnation, suicidal thoughts, depression, heaviness, jealousy, pride, fear. God, I come against all these things. I rebuke them now in the name of Jesus. And God, as we're praying, I thank you that there's people now just saying, yes, God, deliver me of that. And even if I didn't name it, whatever it is that they're struggling with, God, I speak right now that they would just, okay, God, here you go. Guilt, shame. God, these things are the enemies of the believers. And God, we no longer want any part of them. We no longer want any part. God, I just pray that we just receive the forgiveness that we need for every offense. I thank you, God, that we become unoffendable because we believe so much in the word of God, the God said, that even things that come against us, we don't hold on to them. We let them go because we know your word is greater. Now, God, I speak right now that every man, every woman, every family, everyone that's watching, even the children, God, would receive a God said. God, I thank you that you're speaking to people even right now. You are speaking to people. You are depositing things into them. You are reminding them of things that you said a long time ago that they forgot about. They let it go. But now it's refreshed. It's a reboot and it's come back. And I thank you that people can believe again. They can dream again. They can hope again. They can have faith. They can begin to move in that area. God, I thank you that every hindrance has been removed, every negative thought, every stumbling block, every roadblock is rebuked right now. And God, I just release it into the atmosphere. Breakthrough in the atmosphere. God, I thank you. This is a group of overcomers. They will not be denied what you have for them. God, I thank you that the devil will regret the day that he came against this group of believers here, God. I thank you. There is so much victory and breakthrough that it's just contagious and it will spill over. It won't be them that's blessed alone. But even the people around them, people on the job, I thank you that there are people in here that will lead the unlovable to Christ. I thank you, families will be restored. Marriages will be restored. Relationships will heal. I thank you that the inner turmoil that's gone on the inside is now removed. God, I thank you for what you did on this day. And I thank you for the harvest that's coming, God. I thank you for I just released breakthroughs, signs, wonders, miracles. There is even healing that will take place in the body. I decree and declare, as people receive the God said, believe in it, walk in it, healing will overtake their body. I thank you for it. I decree and I declare this, and I just speak blessing over them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand, praise. Hallelujah.